From board meetings and conference calls to playdates and bedtime stories, raising children requires a division of labor, so to speak. For many couples, the divide and conquer approach means that one parent stays home to focus on the family. Paycheck or not, there are some key financial considerations for stay-at-home parents that we want to highlight. Working as a team. Parenting is a team sport and your finances should be too. Get together a few times a year to prioritize your household after-tax income between needs, ideally 50% of your after-tax income, wants, which should hover around 30%, and savings at 20%. We recommend dividing some portion of the 30% to be applied towards wants between both of you to do whatever you see fit. Separate fun money allows for surprise gifts and can eliminate the allowance-like feeling of asking for money. From personal experience, we can tell you that regular financial meetings to communicate and refocus on what matters to you both can reduce fights about money. Want help? Let us know if you want to join a webinar showing you how to create your own family meeting agenda by emailing us at info@getthesense.com. Next, contributing to retirement. You don't have to be the one earning a paycheck to contribute to retirement. If you are under age 50 in 2017, you may be able to contribute as much as $5,500 to a spousal IRA. There are certain eligibility requirements for making contributions and receiving an income tax deduction, so speak with your financial advisor before contributing. If you have a home-based business, talk to your advisor about setting up a SEP IRA or individual 401k to potentially save much more. Be sure to be insured. Salary.com has estimated that a stay-at-home parent would earn over $100,000 if paid for providing childcare, housekeeping, cooking, and other daily tasks. So, even though you may not be earning a paycheck, your family's financial security would be compromised if you were to pass away. If you have only insured the life of your working spouse, we encourage you to secure coverage for you as well. Speak to your financial advisor to discuss affordable options such as term insurance. Lastly, crack a window. Keep your employment options open. Enjoy some social time while keeping in touch with coworkers or mentors. These same people may be your best advocates to help you re-enter the workforce if and when you decide to get back in. Consider refreshing your skills on occasion too, by attending a conference or volunteering part-time. Again, from personal experience, all of these moves will make it easier to relaunch your career should that be the right choice for your family down the line. Whether you report to the boardroom or the playroom for work, we wish you all a very happy and deserving Mother's Day.